for more punch till lunch. It's Kellogg's Corn Flakes, the original. The flakes more people eat for more punch till lunch. Kellogg's Corn Flakes. And for more thrilling adventure in the great outdoors, transcribed, it's Mark Trail.
Battling the raging elements. Fighting the savage wilderness. Striking at the enemies of man and nature. One man's name resounds from snow-capped mountains down across the sun-baked plains. Mark Trail!
And now Kellogg's Corn Flakes invite you to share another thrilling adventure with Mark Trail.
The sky over Lost Forest is gray and overcast as young Scotty rides his horse Gypsy along a trail leading back to the lodge. Suddenly, he reins in sharply as a spine-chilling sound reaches his ears.
Jumping catfish, what's that? Easy now, Gypsy. Take it easy, boy. There's nothing to be scared of. Hold on. Oh. Oh, golly. Come on, Gypsy. Let's get out of here.
Scotty, what's the idea of slamming the door like that?
I'm sorry, Cherry. Where's Mark?
He got a long-distance call from Senator Caldwell's office. That conservation bill is being brought up in the state assembly today. Mark had to rush right up to the state capitol, and our neighbor, Mr. Kiefer, went with him.
Oh, golly.
Well, what's the matter with you, Scotty? You look as if you'd seen a ghost.
Well, I didn't see a ghost, but I think I heard one.
What? Oh, of course, Friday the 13th.
No, I'm not kidding, Cherry. I was just coming past the hollow when I heard the craziest kind of laughing. It sounded like a
spook?
I don't know what it sounded like. I never heard anything like it.
Maybe it was a witch.
Yeah, that's just what it sounded like, a witch, a crazy old witch.
Oh, my goodness.
Honest, Cherry, I'm not kidding. Well, it made my hair stand up, and you should have seen Gypsy. He was trembling like a leaf, and the way he reared, he almost threw me.
That's quite frightening.
Now, will you cut it out, Cherry? I'm not kidding.
Why, Scotty, I really think you're serious.
You bet I am. I don't know who or what made that awful laugh,
but you just calm down. I'm surprised at you. It was just a screech owl.
No, it wasn't. I know an owl when I hear one.
Scotty, you really don't think it was a witch, do you?
Oh, no, there aren't any such things, but still...
Oh, of course there aren't. You heard some animal or bird. Now, forget it.
Oh, well, what's that?
My goodness, Scotty, don't jump like that. Didn't you ever hear thunder before?
I guess I'm just a little nervous.
Oh, listen to that rain. Come on, help me close the windows.
Okay.
Oh, what a storm. It blew up so quickly. Scotty, switch on the lights. It's getting pitch dark.
Okay. Uh-oh.
What's the matter?
I guess the storm blew out a fuse or something.
Oh, that's a job for you. I'll light some candles, meanwhile.
I'll get my raincoat. What's that?
Will you stop jumping? Someone's at the door. I'll answer.
No, wait, Cherry. We're not expecting anyone. Who could be way out here in Lost Forest?
But that's what I'm going to find out. Now, if you'll just get out of my way,
Now, wait, will you? We've got to think about the cubs.
The cubs? Oh.
Yeah, the two panda cubs your father found in South America. They're very rare and very valuable. Now, don't you remember how angry he and Mark were when all the publicity about the cubs got in the papers? Somebody might try to steal them.
Oh, nonsense. Now, let me...
This isn't nonsense, Mark.
Scotty, will you stop acting like a baby? Somebody's out there in that terrible storm. Now, let go of me.
Okay, but I'll go with you.
Honestly, you're acting like a baby. Yes? Who is... Well, there's nobody here.
What?
Well, that's strange.
But somebody was banging on the door. Hey.
Scotty, look. It's a cat.
Golly, a black cat. Now, where could it have come from?
I don't know. I never saw it before.
Well, it's a cinch the cat couldn't have pounded on the door like that.
Of course not. I can't understand. Scotty, what's that?
It's the same thing I heard before in the hollow. That awful laugh. Only now it's right here.
Their hearts pounding, Scotty and Cherry stare into the wild darkness of the storm. While at their feet, the strange black cat watches them, and the weird cackling laughter echoes through the nearby woods. We'll continue in a moment, so keep listening.
Well, Mark Trail is going to need plenty of punch for this adventure, all right. And say, how about you? Have you got plenty of punch? Suppose you're a gym class. Are you the one who can clear the highest hurdle? Can you outlast the rest at chinning or push-ups? And in the big 90-yard dash, are you the one who takes the lead, burning up the track, then really opening up to thunder across the finish line first? Is that you?
It can be you. It can be if you're packing away a better breakfast built around Kellogg's Corn Flakes. Because Kellogg's Corn Flakes help give you more punch till lunch.
Right. A better breakfast with Kellogg's Corn Flakes gives you extra drive, extra energy for that record-breaking try. Fact is, when you give yourself the benefit of a better breakfast with Kellogg's Corn Flakes, you're keeping yourself ready to cope with any adventure.
And it's an exciting adventure just to taste Kellogg's Corn Flakes. Every crisp spoonful has the sweet, live flavor only Kellogg's Corn Flakes give you. The flavor that makes the big difference. The flavor of the freshest, fastest-selling, biggest Corn Flakes made. Kellogg's Corn Flakes. That's why Kellogg's Corn Flakes are the world's most popular ready-to-eat cereal. And remember, they're the Corn Flakes that give you more punch till lunch.
Sure, keep fit and ready for action. Eat Kellogg's Corn Flakes every single day. And listen, there's a wonderful chain-link identification bracelet waiting for you. Hear how to get yours with your own name on it in just a few minutes.
Curious things have been happening at Lost Forest during the absence of Mark Trail. First, Scotty hears what he describes as a witch's laugh. Then, as a storm breaks, Scotty and Jerry hear a heavy pounding at the door. But when they open it, they see only a strange black cat. As they stand there amazed, the weird laugh rings out again.
Good heavens. What is that, Scott?
I don't know. Come on, let's go back in the house, Jerry.
Oh, wait, someone's coming.
Oh, where?
From the garage, see? Two people with an umbrella. One of them's a woman.
I wonder who they are.
I don't know. Hello there!
Hello! Hello!
You don't suppose she could have made that awful laugh?
No, wasn't even human. Oh, was that you knocking at the door?
Yes, but when you didn't answer, we thought nobody was at home. There were no lights.
The storm must have blown a fuse out. Please come in.
We were going to wait in the garage for the storm to blow over. You see, we got lost on the road and found ourselves in this forest. Oh, we should introduce ourselves. I'm Bessie Merkel, Miss Bessie Merkel, and this is my nephew, Ellsworth.
Pleased to meet you, Aunt. I guess I stepped on the pussy's tail.
Good heavens, a black cat, and it ran straight across our path.
Oh, you mustn't mind that. Please, come in out of the rain.
Well, all right. Last time a black cat ran across my path, I was with my Uncle Charlie, and he died that very night. Remember Ellsworth?
Oh, I sure do, Aunt Bessie.
That was on Friday the 13th, too.
It was?
I knew I should never have gone out of the house today, but we had to go to a funeral. Good gracious, young man. You dropped my umbrella.
I'm sorry, ma'am. It didn't hurt it.
You dropped an umbrella in the house? That's terrible bad luck, especially on this day.
Sure is. I knew a fellow once dropped an umbrella in his house. He got hit by a truck the next day.
He did?
Oh, come now. They're just silly superstitions.
They are not silly, young woman. I remember
we
a time.
They are. Now, come into the living room and sit down, Miss Merkel, and I'll give you some hot tea.
Well,
oh, by the way, I'm Cherry Davis, and this is my cousin, Scotty.
How do you do?
Hi. I'll just get the tea. It's ready right now.
Thank you kindly, Cherry. Young man, do you know what that dreadful sound was that we heard just before we came in?
No, ma'am, I don't.
I'll tell you what I think. I think it was a witch.
Well, no, there aren't any witches, Miss Merkel.
We saw it.
You saw it?
Yes, sir. Driving in here, we saw it just as plain. Bent and hook-nosed and cackling to itself right in a kind of a big hollow a mile or two back.
That's right.
Well, that's where I first heard the laugh.
Here's the tea and a cake I baked this morning.
Oh, how nice.
Scotty, help me, will you, please?
Yeah, sure, Cherry. Here you are, Miss Merkel.
Thank you. Mercy to goodness.
What's the matter?
A rooster crowed outside your door.
Well, sure, that's old Ironside. He's got the run of the place.
But outside your door when it's dark. But that always means the death.
Oh, come now.
A rooster crowed outside our door the night Pop died.
Remember Aunt Bessie?
I certainly do, Ellsworth. And another
time... Oh, now, please. Everyone knows that roosters crow anytime, any place. Here, have some cake, Miss Murray.
Well, all right. Look.
What?
That rocker. Nobody's in it, but it's rocking just the same.
Why, it is. Look, Jerry.
Well, someone must have pushed it.
I didn't.
Neither did I.
That's about the worst sign there is. A rocker rocking by itself. They say it means there's a witch sitting in it.
There aren't any such things.
Well, if there was, she got out now. I see the rocker stop.
I sure hope she don't stay in the house with us.
They say any time a witch goes into a house, she takes one in that house away with her, Ellsworth.
Oh, please, let's not be silly. Wouldn't y'all like to listen to the radio?
Oh, no, I'd rather talk.
I think I'll eat. Might be my last meal.
Well, let's have some more light, then. These candles aren't very good. Scotty, go out to the barn and put a new fuse in.
Who, me?
Well, you're not afraid, are you?
Well, no, but...
You're not sending that boy outside tonight, Miss Cherry.
Just to the barn.
Oh, no, not after what we saw and heard tonight. No one ought to leave this house until morning.
I told you, Miss Merkel, we don't believe in superstition. Frankly, and I hope you'll forgive me, superstition is a mark of ignorance.
Well,
now, go on, Scotty.
Well, okay, but I think I'll take Andy along. Andy? Where is the dog?
Well, come to think of it, I haven't seen him all afternoon.
Andy! That's funny, he never stays out during a storm.
Maybe he's in the barn watching the cubs. He's fascinated with them, and Mark told him to guard them.
Oh. Well, I'll go out and put in that fuse.
Ellsworth, you go with him.
Not me, Aunt Bessie. That witch may...
Go with him, I said.
Well, that's all right.
It really isn't necessary.
No, the boy cannot go alone. I know what I'm talking about. Now, you go on, Ellsworth, just in case something happens.
Come on, Ellsworth, in here.
Right behind you.
Behind, Jesse. Hey, Andy!
That's funny, Ellsworth.
Andy isn't out here in the barn, either.
Well, I hope that old witch didn't get your dog, Scotty.
Now, look, I don't go for that superstitious hooey. Come on, I'll put in that fuse.
Superstition,
now.
Huh? You heard that awful laugh. What do you suppose made it?
Well, I don't know.
And that rocker rocking in your house with nobody in it? How do you account for that?
Well, maybe Cherry was right. One of us bumped it without noticing it. Hey, who's that?
I don't see anybody.
I heard the barn door close.
Jesus, it's the witch again.
There aren't any witches, I tell you.
Oh, no. Look at that, Scotty.
It's Ellsworth.
Look at her, all bent over, wearing that peaked hat, carrying that stick. Scotty, run.
I can't run.
Me either.
This night is for me. What are you doing out on my night, eh? What are you doing out on my night?
Scotty.
It must be some kind of a gag, Ellsworth.
Anthony. I'm waiting, Anthony, I say.
Scotty.
Who are you?
Who am I?
Oh, cut that out. Who are you? And what are you doing in our barn?
Don't get her mad, Scotty.
I'll show you who I am. I'll show you what I'm doing here. I'll show you.
Miss Cherry!
Well, Ellsworth, what is... Scotty!
It was the witch. She was in the barn. She did something to Scotty. She...
The witch! But... Oh, never mind. Put him down here on the couch.
Yes, Miss Cherry.
Oh, Scotty. Scotty! What's the matter with him, Ellsworth?
I think the witch put a spell on him.
Oh, stop talking that nonsense.
It is not nonsense, Cherry.
Oh, Miss Merkel, do you think you can do anything for Scotty?
I'm afraid not, Cherry. Nobody can do anything for the poor lad until the witch lets him be.
Please, let's not talk any more about witches. We've got to do something.
The last person I saw had a witch spell put on him. That was young Tommy Jenkins. Remember Ellsworth?
Yep. Poor little fella.
No, please.
They put him in his bed, kept all the shades drawn and the doors locked, and nobody went outside. In a day or two, young Tommy was all right again. They say a witch won't bother you if you don't go out when she's around, if you don't even look out to see what she's doing.
Stop it, please! Stop it!
Let's get this straight once and for all. I'm Mark Trail, and this is a friend of mine, Mr. Kiefer. You telephoned me at Lost Forest this morning.
But, sir...
You said Senator Caldwell wanted me to come up here to the state capitol immediately. So here I am. Now, where's the senator?
But there must be some mistake, Mr. Trail. I didn't phone you. Senator Caldwell isn't even here. He's in Washington.
But somebody called Mark up and said she was Senator Caldwell's secretary.
I can't understand who it could have been.
Mark, what do you make of this?
Well, it looks to me, Fred, somebody wanted to get us away from Lost Forest.
Get us away? Why?
I don't know. Unless... Wait a minute. The panda cubs.
Panda cubs? But, Mark...
They're very rare, Fred, and very valuable. Remember, when the news about them first got out, we were offered $50,000 for both of them.
Mark, you mean you think somebody wanted to get us out of the way so they could steal the cubs?
It's possible. And if I'm right, Jerry and Scotty may be in danger. Come on, Fred. We're going back to Lost Forest as fast as we can.
Scotty. Please, Scotty, wake up. Please.
What?
Oh, thank goodness.
Oh, Jerry, what's wrong? What am I doing here?
Ellsworth carried you back from the barn, Scotty. You were unconscious.
Yeah, now I remember. The witch.
Oh, no, not again.
No, but I saw her. Honest, Jerry. I think she hit me in the head with her stick. At least something hit me.
Yes, but you didn't see a witch, Scotty. You saw someone posing as one. And I wouldn't be surprised if it was Aunt Bessie.
Aunt Bessie? You mean Miss Merkel?
Yes. Ever since she got here, she's been trying to frighten us. Friday the 13th, witches, all the rest of it.
Oh, no, you're wrong, Jerry.
Am I? Listen to this. When you went out to the barn with Ellsworth, Miss Merkel asked me for some more hot water for her tea. When I got back from the kitchen, she was gone. I forgot about it at the time. I was so worried about you. But she could have slipped out to the barn and posed as the witch while Ellsworth knocked you out.
Oh, but that's crazy, Jerry. Why would she do that?
They're up to something. I don't know what. Just a moment ago, they left the house. They sneaked out.
They did?
Yes. I guess they thought I'd be too worried about you to keep track of them.
But where'd they go?
Out to the barn.
Uh-oh, we better get out there and see what they're up to. They're in the barn, all right, Jerry. I can hear them. I'm going to open the door.
Be careful, Scotty.
Hurry up, Ellsworth. Get them into the sack.
Yes, Miss Merkel and Ellsworth.
Come here, you little devils.
Scotty, what are they doing?
They're over by the pen where the pandas are. Jerry, they're trying to steal the cubs.
Good heavens, we better call them.
The dirty weasels.
Scotty, come back.
What do you think you're doing?
Scotty, no.
Let those cubs alone.
It's the boys.
Scotty.
Nice people trying to steal our cubs, huh? Well, you better get out of here darn fast.
Get him, Ellsworth.
Okay, Bessie.
Hey, let go of me.
You let him alone.
Step out of it, sister. Hurry up, Ellsworth. Take care of the kid. I've got the girl.
Right.
Okay. The kid won't bother us for a while.
Neither will the girl now.
What do we do with them, Bess? Throw them in that stall?
No, we can't. They saw us. They know everything now. We'll have to take them along.
Take them along? With us?
Yes. Until I can figure out a good way to get rid of them. Throw them in the truck with the bear cubs. Hurry up. We've got to get out of here.
We'll be back in a moment, so stand by.
It's great.
It's terrific.
It's here.
Yes, it's here. Your chance to get a handsome, heavy-link identification bracelet with your own name on it, offered to you by Kellogg's Corn Flakes. A dazzling identification bracelet inscribed with your very own name.
It'll last for years. Strong, nickel-plated links firmly attached to a nameplate, curved to fit your wrist. It has a safety clasp, and it's tarnish-resistant.
You'll want one with your own name engraved on it for sure. And what a swell idea to give Mother a handsome bracelet with her name on it, or Dad's. You can have up to 14 letters engraved on it, any 14 letters.
You couldn't find an identification bracelet like this for less than a dollar anywhere. But you get yours for only 25 cents and two box tops from Kellogg's Corn Flakes, the cereal that helps give you more punch till lunch.
Now, here's all you do to get your identification bracelet. Send 25 cents and two Kellogg's Corn Flakes box tops, plus the name you want engraved on your bracelet. Include your name and address, clearly printed. Send all that to Kellogg's, Box 324, Battle Creek, Michigan.
Remember now, for each bracelet, send 25 cents and two box tops from Kellogg's Corn Flakes, plus the names you want engraved. Print your name and address, and send all that to Kellogg's, Box 324, Battle Creek, Michigan.
Clark and his friend, Fred Kiefer, have just returned to Lost Forest. Not finding Scotty and Jerry in the house, they have rushed out to the barn.
Jerry! Scotty! They're not here either, Fred. It's the middle of the night. Where could they be? And where's Andy?
I don't like this, Mark.
Neither do I. Hey, listen.
What, Mark?
Here in this empty stall.
What? It's Andy.
Andy, what's the matter, boy?
What's wrong with you, Mark?
I don't know. Doesn't seem to be hurt. Wait a minute. I smell chloroform.
Why, so do I.
That's it. Andy was drugged. Hey! Come on, Fred.
Mark! The pen! Look, the panda cubs are gone.
Uh-huh. Looks like my hunch was right. Somebody decoyed us to the state capitol so they'd come in here and steal the cubs. They drugged Andy
and Cherry and Scotty. What happened to them?
Well, they must have tried to stop the thieves. Now, look here. See how the straw is all kicked around on the floor? All these scuff marks? There was a fight here.
A fight? Then Cherry and Scotty
easy,
maybe...
Easy, Fred, easy. Don't jump to conclusions. These tracks lead right to the door. Two people were dragged along here.
Mark, look, right by the door. What in heaven's name are these?
Huh? An old peaked hat, a cape, and a crooked stick.
Where did they come from?
I don't know.
They remind me of the costumes old witches were supposed to wear. Mark, this is Friday the 13th. Maybe it's a practical joke of some kind.
Joke? With Cherry and Scotty gone and the panda cubs missing? Hardly, Fred. Now, come on. These tracks lead right outside. There's a car here, see? Make out the marks of the tires. The roof kept the rain off. Now, if we can make out which way the car went...
How? The rain washed the tracks out on the road.
But we can see which way the car started away from the barn, though. Here, see here? It turned north.
Oh, to the highway. We'll never trace them now, Mark. Well,
maybe we can. They must have left very recently, or these track tires would have been washed out by the downpour. Now, listen, Fred. You take Scotty's horse, Gypsy, and I'll get mine. We'll cut through the hollow, and maybe we can head them off at the bridge over the creek. Come on.
Oh, I'll feel better when we're out of this blasted forest and on the highway, Bess.
Well, we're almost there, Ellsworth. Head straight for home. I want to call up Moosey and tell him we've got the cubs. He can come right out then and get them for 50 grand. Not bad for one night's work.
I'm worried about those two in the back. Kid and the girl. What are we going to do with them?
You know that abandoned quarry over behind the old Heinz place?
Yeah, but... Oh. We leave them there, you mean?
Mm-hmm. After we finish them.
Finish them? You mean... Oh, no, no. That's murder, Bess.
It's worth it for $50,000.
Yes, but...
Watch where you're driving. I didn't figure we'd have to do this, but it just worked out that way. Fools. Their own fault. If they stayed in the house here. Watch this next turn. There's a little bridge over a creek. The highway's only about a mile or two beyond it.
Fine. I want to be out of this forest before Mark Trail gets back. They say he's poisoned. Uh-oh.
Ellsworth, what are you stopping for?
That red light on the bridge. Somebody's waving a lantern.
Well, never mind. Keep going.
I can't. There's something on the bridge blocking the road. It's the limb of a tree. The storm must have blown it down.
You can drive around it. Go on, you fool.
Somebody's coming.
Excuse me, but did you happen to pass the lodge at Lost Forest?
We didn't pass any lodge. We're in a hurry, so move that branch off the road and let us get going.
Are you sure you didn't see a young lady and a boy anywhere?
We didn't see anyone, and if you don't move
Aunt Bessie.
What?
Aunt Bessie, look up ahead, a witch.
What?
Just like the one I saw in the barn, Aunt Bessie. You told me there wasn't any such thing.
Shut up, Ellsworth. Get going.
Ellsworth. What barn? Where'd you see a witch?
Why, it was back
Ellsworth,
in...
be still.
Back in Lost Forest, wasn't it, Ellsworth? You saw her there, just like you're seeing her now, coming at you.
No. Look, keep her away from me. Keep her away. Aunt Bessie, you promised. You said if I took those cubs, she'd leave me alone.
Ellsworth.
That's all I wanted to know. Okay, Fred. You can relax now. Come off that broomstick, and we'll sweep up these two weasels. More tea, Fred?
No, thanks, Mark.
How about you, Jerry?
Thanks, Mark. Oh, by the way, how are the cubs?
They'll be all right. But I think Professor Davis better turn them over to the zoo. We don't want any more trouble with them.
And Bessie and Ellsworth are going to sell them to a circus, huh, Mark?
That's right. The same men who offered Professor Davis $50,000 for them.
No wonder they were willing to kill us to get the cubs.
Well, that was only a last resort, Jerry. Aunt Bessie confessed on the way to jail. They were hoping to scare you and Scotty so badly that you'd stay in the house for the rest of the night and give them a clear shot at the cubs.
But Aunt Bessie was the witch, wasn't she, Mark?
Oh, of course.
She sure did a good job of it. Gave me the creeps.
She wasn't nearly as effective as Fred here. He really made Ellsworth blow up.
Haven't had so much fun in years, Mark.
And by the way, Scotty, I think I'll keep this old hat and stick for whenever you decide to step out of line, young man.
Oh, go on, Mark. You'll never scare me with that. I know better. Hey, the rocking chair. It's rocking by itself.
Well, well, so it is.
Well, don't just sit there, Mark. Do something quick. The old witch is back again.
Easy, Scotty, easy. Why all the excitement? Seen another ghost?
No. I just got a letter from radio station WCCP in Savannah, Georgia, inviting me to take part in a big meeting of the Firefighters Brigade down there on Saturday.
The Firefighters Brigade? Oh, yes, I've heard of them. They're a swell outfit. Do wonderful work for conservation.
And this meeting is really going to be big, too, Mark. There'll be 8,000 members there, and the mayor and the fire chief. It's part of their celebration of Firefighters Week. Well, can I accept, Mark? Can I go down to Savannah for WCCP?
Why, of course, Scotty.
Oh, swell. Thanks a million, Mark.
So, Scotty answers an invitation to appear at the meeting of the Firefighters Brigade in Savannah. But on Monday, Mark answers an invitation. A strange invitation to death. Tune in same time, same station on Monday and find out what happens to... Mark Trail!
Battling the raging elements, fighting the savage wilderness, striking at the enemies of man and nature, one man's name resounds from snow-capped mountains down across the sun-baked plains, Mark Trail!
Did you ever see anything that could beat a dog for energy, like the way Mark Trail's Andy is always on the go? Well, if you want your dog to be bouncy and full of fun, one thing he needs is a food like Kellogg's Grow Pup Ribbon. It's the only dry dog food approved by the American Veterinary Medical and Animal Hospital Associations as a complete food. Pound for pound, Kellogg's Grow Pup provides 3 times as much nourishment as leading canned dog foods. So feed your dog Grow Pup Ribbon or Grow Pup Meal every day.
Remember to tune in then on Monday when Mark Trail will again be brought to you by Kellogg's Corn Flakes, the cereal that helps give you more punch till lunch.
This program is entirely fictitious. The resemblance of any name, personality, or incident to an actual person or event is merely coincidental. This transcribed program came from New York. Mark Trail by Ed Dodd also appears in the comics of many of America's leading newspapers. Look for it daily and in weekend editions. Matt Crowley portrays Mark Trail, and Ben Cooper is Scotty. Today's Mark Trail was written by Ben Peter Freeman, directed by Drex Hines. Jackson Beck speaking. This is the Mutual Broadcasting System.